Stanislav Stankovich, who organized the execution of 7,000 Jews, and Emanuel Yasiuk, who, as the wartime mayor of Kletsk, supervised the execution of more than 5,000 Jews in just one day. Both Ostrovsky and Yasiuk are buried in a South River, New Jersey cemetery near a monument to Belarusian war veterans, which is topped by the image of an Iron Cross. In 1948, soon-to-be CIA Director Alan Dulles, who had been on hand in 1921 for the creation of the Council on Foreign Relations, authorized Frank Wisner to use false paperwork to maintain the Vatican rat lines for escaping Nazis. Within a year, Wisner's Nazis were working for CIA propaganda fronts such as Radio Liberty and the Voice of America. Dulles had encouraged the choice of Wisner as head of the OPC, which undertook active operations against the Soviet Union as the Cold War developed. Although OPC agents in Europe wore U.S. military uniforms, they were paid by the CIA. According to Loftus, OPC's program emanated almost entirely from the State Department's policy and planning staff, headed by George Kennan. Every U.S. government administration since the CFR's inception has been packed with council members. Conservative journalist and CFR researcher James Perloff noted that through 1988, 14 secretaries of state, 14 secretaries of treasury, 11 secretaries of defense, and scores of other federal department heads were members of the CFR. This trend continued through both the Bill Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. Current and former members of the CFR in the 2000 Bush cabinet included Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Elaine Chao, Robert M. Gates, Joshua B. Bolton, and Susan Schwab. The like-mindedness of CFR members, one cannot ask to join. You must be invited and pass a stringent vetting process to show that you are in agreement with their worldview, along with their close ties with the corporate business world, has caused many conspiracy writers to view the CFR as a group with plans to control the world through multinational business mergers, economic treaties, and global government. The activities of the CFR may have been summarized by sociologist G. William Domhoff, who wrote, "If conspiracy means that these men are aware of their interests, know each other personally, meet together privately and off the record, and try to hammer out a consensus on how to anticipate and react to events and issues, then there is some conspiring that goes on in CFR, not to mention the Committee for Economic Development, the Business Council, the National Security Council, and the Central Intelligence Agency."